One of the sponsors of the legislation to lift Wisconsin's ban on concealed weapons asks, why should we be one of four states without the right to carry?
We feel very strongly that this piece of legislation will make people feel safer, and people will be safer. This piece of legislation will save lives.
Republican Senator Dave Zien says he made a big concession on the bill to help get it passed. Those changes include allowing private businesses, churches, and homeowners to prohibit concealed weapons. Zien says under the amended bill, a business would have to tell people and post a sign.
No shirt, no shoes, no service, no concealed firearms.
Democratic State Senator John Urbanbach says amendments won't change his mind. As for eligibility to carry, under the bill, anyone over 21 who pays a $75 permit, passes a criminal background check, and is not mentally incompetent or drug or alcohol addicted could carry a handgun. Urbanbach says the NRA is behind the bill, not the people.
This is something that we, as legislators, are not taking away. Nobody is taking away a gun. Nobody is taking away a right to own a gun. Nobody's doing that. What the NRA and Senator Zien are seeking is something that's totally new, and that's a concealed carry law in this state. I don't care if 45 other states have concealed carry laws.
Urbanbach says more guns do not mean more safety.
If they're out running to the store and they feel threatened, you're going to have guns pulled out all over the place, and that's not, that's a pretty scary thing. I think what we're doing is we're just asking for more gun violence on the streets if we do have concealed carry laws.
Urbanbach, like Zien, predicts the bill will pass. Governor Doyle's office says he will veto the bill in its current form. Zien says he can't see how the governor can veto it.
Bottom line, the governor should know that the last election, four senators were defeated, three Democrats, one Republican. The only common denominator they had, they were against concealed carry. I would dare say, I would predict that this will happen again. It'll make a veto-proof majority for the next 10 years, the next decade.
Urbanbach says those defeats were not all about concealed carry, and he says while the bill might pass, a veto override will not. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.